Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You know how when you were younger and your parents would come up to you and just scream, "We never wanted to have you, you were an accident"? Well, that's basically what we're going to do today with wrestlers, but far less mean and life-changing. So, hello, my name is Simon Mellow. Welcome to What Culture Wrestling. Hit that subscribe button and see what happens. That's right, this is 10 wrestlers who are in the wrong promotion. Number 10, Evil. A lot of people don't like Evil and the House of Torture in New Japan, and I understand this. And if you're not up on all of it, it's because nearly every single one of their matches ends in shenanigans and it ends in distraction finishes, or there's interference, or there's just some kind of nonsense going outside of the ring. Now, if you predominantly watch Western wrestling, which is fine, by the way, you are allowed to pick and choose, this may sound par for the course, but New Japan doesn't really head down this path, although for the last few years, it most certainly has. People also think that people in the group, like Sho, Dick Togo, and of course Evil, are being wasted because of this. And if this is what NGPW does want to do, why don't we just take all these guys and put them in the WWE setting? Because let's be honest, let's be truthful with each other. When it comes to Vince McMahon, he does that kind of finish all the time. And that's why I think you can argue maybe it's okay for New Japan, because it does mean we're doing something a little bit different. That's also not true, because my word, this really has gone a little bit overboard. Number 9, Brian Cage. I am intrigued to see what is going to happen with Brian Cage in All Elite Wrestling and Ring of Honor, because recently, of course, Cage did pop up in ROH, and seems to be treated like a big deal. Ever since he did leave Lucha Underground and Impact, though, it kind of does feel like he's been trying to find his way. Like when he debuted for AEW, it was like, oh man, that makes sense. But over the last few months, he hasn't really done much of anything. This, of course, leads people to go, well, why doesn't WWE sign him up, given that he is the sign of a house? But just go and listen to every single conversation Brian Cage had with World Wrestling Entertainment. And honestly, if I was him, I'd be a little bit upset too. This is why it comes back to a promotion we've already mentioned, or Impact Wrestling. If he did return to that, and once again we made him the super-duper dominant world champion, that nobody could be beat. I mean, you'll have to excuse my language, but he could basically be their Roman Reigns. But like I've already said, we don't have to worry about that for the time being, because it does seem like he has a new lease of life of Ring of Honor. I like Brian Cage. I did an interview with him a few years ago, and he very nicely chatted to me about protein and lifting weights. So I'm rooting for him. Number 8, the Varsity Blondes. Now, I just want to get this out of the way straight away. I really like Brian Pillman Jr., and I really like my man Griff Garrison. I think they get better each and every single week, and in the future, are going to be one of the best tag teams on the planet. The only real issue they do have at the moment in AEW, which is a really great problem to have, is that there is so many good tag teams on the roster. Sometimes they're on Dynamite, sometimes they're not on Dynamite. The point is, it's difficult to get some TV time. This is why if they were to get an offer from WWE or once again Impact Wrestling, maybe it would be a really good idea to jump ship, because they could get a bunch more experience, increase their star power before returning to their home of homes and everybody waving their Varsity Blondes flag. So what I'm basically saying is that any single North American promotion or someone like New Japan could probably pick them up and they'd have themselves a damn good tag team. But even if they do stay in AEW, once again, I am putting my money where my mouth is. I bet sooner or later, they're gonna fly. Number 7, Ricochet. Now, I totally believe that Ricochet could be a success in WWE. The problem being that WWE doesn't really seem to want to make him a success. I mean, he was the Intercontinental Champion during WrestleMania 38, and they didn't even put him on the damn show. And even though it's now months removed from WrestleMania, I still stare off out my window and go, wait a minute, Ricochet is a great wrestler, the Intercontinental title is brilliant, why didn't we just put these two things together? He is always going to struggle in World Wrestling Entertainment too, because they have a very specific style, which doesn't really allow him to show all his super duper good moves. So imagine he did go to New Japan, where he could do crazy stuff with Will Ospreay, or of course there's the obvious one, AEW. Because do not forget, that is the USP. When it does come to Ricky, he can do moves the likes that you've never seen, so he really should be in a company that goes, here's what we want you to do, go out there and show the world that you're probably not human. Number six, Butch. All right, it is honesty time once again. Butch, as I'm saying these words, has been on SmackDown for around about 3 or 4 weeks, and he's won me over. I know, stupid, and I know it's weird, but do I look forward to seeing him? Yes. And do I find it entertaining? Yes. The thing is, though, if you do know Pete Dunne's history and just how good he is in the damn ring, you're gonna have to figure that this character may hold him back a little bit. Like, are we ever gonna get to the WrestleMania main event where the announcer goes, and the winner, Butch? Probably not. So really, he does need to be somewhere where he can constantly remind you that he is the Bruiserweight. So once again, we can throw AEW in there. Oh yes, blah, 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 New Japan. I mean, there is no bad fit for Pete Dunne as long as he is allowed to go in the ring. Once again, I don't have a leg to stand on. I've totally bought into the sports entertainment presentation of him. So maybe I should just go walk into a door.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Number five, Chad Gable. Now this one is a lot like Butch, because if we do look at the last few months, Chad Gable is one of the best people in all of WWE, and he has been doing terrific work. The thing is, eventually his whole shush and thank you gimmicks are going to come to an end, and if WWE, repeating myself here, doesn't allow everybody to see how good he is in the squared circle, well, he may once again find himself on main event, and I don't want this. Which is why this time I'm just gonna throw out the initials NJPW, because they have so many good workers that when I think about Ospreay versus Chad Gable or Tanahashi versus Chad Gable, well, I get excited in my tum-tum. There's also Zack Sabre Jr., and I tell you, if they ever are able to wrestle and they're allowed to do whatever the flub they want, I bet straight away people are going, oh my gosh, it's a match of the year contender, because both of those guys, well, they just operating on a different level. Number four, Gunther. I don't want to get ahead of myself here, because Gunther slash Walter slash whatever you want to call him has only just arrived on SmackDown of me saying these words, and he does fit the WWE mold, e.g. he's flipping massive. So we do need to be patient and we do need to wait and see, because if all of a sudden he is fighting for the top belt and allowed to chop the shit out of people, I'm going to be invested. But when it comes to Gunther, Walter again, whatever the hell we want to call him, it shouldn't be a wait and see. It should be, right, you know all those matches he's done in the past? Let's just replicate them on the biggest stage possible. This is why I would actually like to see him in Ring of Honor. He's much like a Samoa Joe situation. Would I have tuned into ROH if I didn't have familiar names? Maybe, maybe not. But if all of a sudden Joe is there, and all of a sudden Jay Lethal is there, and all of a sudden Walter is there, well, I'm going to find an extra hour in my schedule. I mean, right here, you have a ready-made, serious main event competitor that anybody, both new fans and old fans, will completely buy just by looking at them. And that kind of stuff doesn't go on trees. Imagine it did, you wouldn't go outside. Number three, Will Ospreay. This one is just me being a massive nerd, a massive geek, and fantasy booking. But really, Will Ospreay has achieved every single thing he could want to achieve in New Japan. I mean, his exploits there have put him into the conversation of, oh man, maybe he's the best wrestler in the world, and you can't go higher than that. Which is why, and this is going to spark the comments, I want to see him go to WWE. Now, I do have my reasonings, I do have my evidence, because look at what they did for Cody Rhodes when he returned at WrestleMania. I have been loving the shit out of that, and I want to see more people jump ship, and I want to feel that feeling again. Also, the dream match that nobody wants, but everybody should need, is Will Ospreay versus Roman Reigns. Like, I can't even comprehend what would happen here, which is why I'm standing on my fantasy box, and I'm hoping that it happens. You can even put him against the likes of Edge, Randy Orton, or Brock Lesnar, and once again, I need this in my life, although I will level with you. You can put Ospreay anywhere, and he'll find a way to smash it. Number two, Kenny Omega. So this is me basically repeating what I just said, and if Kenny Omega wants to stay in AEW for the rest of his days, I will absolutely love it. I mean, he has barely scratched the surface, and I tell you, in around about 5 years, we're going to look at Kenneth and going, he probably one of the best ever. But once again, I want to see him in WWE. I just do. I can't help it. I have this dark side of my personality, this dark side of my stomach, because he is so creative and he approaches things in such a mature and such a smart way. I bet he would do something that we would never think that he was going to do. I'd also love it to be at WrestleMania, so he as well got this massive entrance. But again, it's a win-win. I can't lose. He stays on one side, I'm happy. He goes to the other side, I'm happy. And this is why it's important that we do have competition, because it breeds all this craziness, and craziness is where success lies. I don't even know what that meant. Number one, Mustafa Ali. And I still cannot believe that this hasn't happened, because a few months ago, whenever it was, Mustafa Ali said, hey, I would like my release, WWE. They said no, and ever since have proceeded to do absolutely nothing with him. I mean, that just ain't right. I mean, this happened so many times before with the likes of Neville or Luke Harper, and it never goes the way that WWE is expecting it. So if they do want to bring him back into the fold and pushed him, hey, that's a couple of thumbs. But if not, set the man free and let him fly. And he could go anywhere too. If you told me he was going to be in the G1, I'd go watch the G1. If you told me he was going to be new champion in Impact, I'd go watch Impact. And of course, if he turned up in AEW, I would keep everything crossed that finally, he was allowed to show everyone how good he is. I mean, sometimes things just don't work out. So if WWE and Art Lee aren't getting on right now, just let him wrestle. I don't care where it is. So tying into the name of his list, the answer is anywhere but WWE, just so I can admire his many, many talents.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.